Hi, this is Johnny Harris, head of school, coming to you for another edition of Employee Spotlights. And as you know, we are featuring employees throughout the entire school year, and we're interviewing them and getting to know our faculty, staff, and their administration a little bit more. So today we have Robin Thomas. How are you doing today, Robin?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Very good. Happy to be here as well. So I sent these questions ahead of time. So we have, and so Ms. Thomas has an opportunity to really think deeply about some of these questions. This is not your traditional interview. And some of the immediate feedback I've received over the past several weeks is these questions are pretty thought-provoking. Would you agree, Robin?
I would agree.
Yeah, very, very good.
I had to really think outside of the box.
Yep. So four questions. So here we go. First question, who are you? And you can't include like your title, your degree, your work experience, things like that. But who are you?
Well, that's very interesting. Well, I grew up in Virginia Beach, had a fairly uneventful childhood, but I do remember tinkering around the house with my dad a lot, helping him fix things. So that's where I fine-tuned some of my handyman skills. So I'm pretty handy around the house.
Okay.
And help fix things. And if I can't fix it, I'm calling the professionals in.
Okay, yeah, very good, very good, very good. You know, you're not gonna go on YouTube and try to figure it out first?
I do that too. I do all that first. I exhaust all my resources first. And then if I can't do it, then I call the professionals in.
So what's the most recent thing you fixed around the house that you had to figure out?
Well, I had to figure out, well, actually it was on my car. I had to figure out my stereo wasn't working, so I YouTubed it, how to fix it. And so I'm not usually very mechanical when it comes to my vehicle, but I did fix it. I fixed the problem.
Very good. So you grew up just learning how to, you know, use your hands and tinkering and all that.
Yep.
Okay.
I did.
And you attribute that to your dad.
I do. Okay. I definitely do.
Very good. Very good. So the second question, if you can think of three items that you could put on display, local museum, heritage site, historical site, to represent who you are, what three items would they be, and why did you select those three items? You already said that you know, and they can be different from your first question.
Okay, so I'm gonna put a black box, just a simple black box with the items on the outside of it, because I'm a simple person, but I think outside of the box and I take an outside of the box approach to things.
Okay.
So that would be one of them.
Okay.
The other one would be a maze, because I take life's obstacles and try to figure out how to get around them and to get to the end result. I don't let the obstacles keep me from getting there. I use it as an opportunity to learn and to move on to the next thing.
Very good. So you're not gonna sit there and just, man, I don't know how to, just gonna go through it.
Nope. Yep. I'm gonna go right through it.
Okay. So a black box.
And a maze.
And a maze.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the third thing?
My other thing would be a pad of paper. Although I love digital, I like my pad of paper to make my notes and get all my thoughts together and making sure that I have complete lists of what I'm gonna do, and then I'll put them in my computer to go later, or whether it's a task at work or it's a task at home. I write things down, because then it helps me remember it and organize it in my head, so I don't have to keep all my brain space, you know, clogged down with all that stuff to remember it later on.
So is it fair to say that you're a simple person, you like the basic things in life, you don't need a whole lot of stuff to make you happy?
Correct.
I often hear you talk about working in your garden. Or working in your mom's yard
or my sister's yard. Yep, I help them create and just do some of the, when they need to fix something, I was helping my sister put an irrigation system in. How are we gonna do this? How am I gonna clamp it down? What's the easiest way to do that? And then she can go ahead and do her design work from there. But I'll come in and help fix it up, or fix up a planter box. I helped put a level thing underneath her patio grill recently and leveled it off in her backyard.
So you like taking adventures?
I do.
I mean, clearly you do. Because,
yes, I do.
You know, if you can't fancy adventure, you might as well just, you know, work in your garden or, man, you know, we actually had an escape room end of the year activity for the faculty and staff.
Yep, love those. I think it's great.
Really, so you're into that, huh?
Oh, yeah, love that kind of stuff.
Very
good.
It's
a lot of fun.
So have you always been the type of person that you you know, you like adventures, you like a journey, you enjoy, but at the same time, you know, you like the low speed and laid back and
Like to plan for things.
I don't know if you're a homebody or not, because you like
to be out.
Be out.
I like spontaneity too.
Okay.
Like to, if somebody says, "Hey, let's go do this," I'm like, "Sure, let's do it."
So have you always been that way?
I have.
So ever since a little girl, you've always been the type of person that you...
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay. Very good. Well, I like adventure as well. Interesting. I have some ideas later on about that. Very good. All right. So black box, a pad, and a maze.
Correct.
Interesting. Okay, very good. So number three, if you can pick one item to describe your personality, what is it and why? It can be different from the three items that will be on a display, or it could be. It's up to you.
All right, so if I had to bring in one item, my mom bought me this sunshine felt pillow when I was younger, and I've had it ever since then. I've had it for quite a long time because she used to always call me her sunshine. When I come in the room, it kind of lights up. I always see things from the, you know, the glass is definitely half full for me all the time. So she says that I've always been the ray of light in her life.
Wow.
And I try to project that, and that's just part of who I am. I embody that, and I embrace it.
Very good. So growing up, were you the oldest sibling, only sibling, middle sibling?
There's four in that. We have four siblings. In the I am the second to the oldest. I have an older brother and then I have two younger sisters.
Okay.
Always the mediator in the family.
Very good.
Always.
You're the ray of light.
The one who always organized things and helped take care of things and just helped keep things organized. My brother was off into a different world because he's a guy and just did things differently. So, but that's okay.
That's okay. That's okay. Very good. So number four, instead of telling me what you do at Lynn Haven, and we'll get to that, pretend you're handing me at least one item representing what you do.
I would bring the employee reference book.
Okay.
Because it has the employee handbook in it, the parent handbook, the emergency action plan, I got the first aid, and it involves all of the check-in stuff that everybody does here for all the human resource, and the employee agreement is all part of that they do when they check in here. So that pretty much embodies the majority of what I do.
Very
and
good.
What I'm tasked to do here.
So here's the question that everyone wants to know. So what is your position at Lynn Haven and how did you get here?
All right, I'm the Director of Finance and Operations.
So what does that mean?
That means I'm in charge of helping to maintain the financial flow of everything in the building, and then operations for facilities, for the faculty, for procedures, putting procedures in place, and just fine-tuning everything that's been done around here, but just kind of putting some structure to it, basically.
So that seems like that's in step with, you know, how you grew up, right? You said that you're one of four, and you're the mediator, you're the one that's the organizer, you're the planner, you're the one that likes things in order.
Yes.
And that translates not only in your personal life, but also in your professional life as well.
Yes, it does.
Okay, very good, very good. So how did you arrive here?
I arrived here, actually, I was working at Peninsula Catholic High School, working in there and doing development marketing, and one of my coworkers had heard about Lynn Haven, and she had applied here, and now you'll hear about her later. She's here for the Director of Enrollment and Student College Counseling, and so she says, you ought to look into this. This mm-hmm. is an opportunity for you. And I had moved to New Kent recently to help my mother out. And so I said, well, this was a great opportunity for me. Let me look into it. And I'm like, wow, this is right up my alley.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I just looked at it on the website and heard about all the things that Allison was telling me about. And I thought, this is a great opportunity and a great fit for me because it's different and I'm different.
Yeah. That's perfect. That's perfect. Thank you for taking time to sit with me today and, you know, unpack and learn a little bit more about who you are and what makes you tick. And, you know, and I think it's coming of age, I think, for the organization to have you here. And we're glad you're here.
Well, I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you.